The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth has come through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only Son, God who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. As Father Patterson said last night, no, there are no plans to sing the hymn. We are accustomed through our culture, through our society, often through subtle cues, to question Christianity, question all religion, any kind of faith, and to question whether the Word becoming flesh makes any difference in our lives. But we've also learned that society feeds us subtle cues that are damaging about race, about sex. And so, why wouldn't we question its cues about religion, too? If some can harm us, why might those not also be harming us? We're used to hearing at Christmas about a baby, but I want to talk about a different baby, not the baby Jesus, on the way to talking about the baby Jesus, because it presents us with an image of what happens when our illusions are stripped away, slowly taken away, and what we find at the center is what's real. There's a YouTube video going around. Has 13 million views. I think that counts as going around. Of a baby named Charlie getting hearing aids. The baby is called, the movie or the video is called something like My Baby Hears My Voice for the First Time. And then it has 10 more words inside. And what's happening in the video, you can only see the baby. You can't see her mother. But a baby who's been deaf for all of her life thus far has just gotten hearing aids and is hearing her mother's voice for the first time. And as Charlie hears her mother's voice, first her face contorts, kind of twitches and twists. You can tell Charlie is experiencing something she's never experienced before. And then a little smile cracks on her face, and then it goes away. And her mom says, "Oh, I've never seen that face before." And as she's speaking, as mom is speaking, the baby starts to tear up a little bit, and then stops. Seems like babies aren't capable of that kind of reflective emotion. We will be moved emotionally by something. This baby's experiencing something totally beyond her belief, her ability, her experience. And then her mom just starts saying to her, "I love you. I love you." Baby Charlie awakens to a whole new dimension of the universe that she never realized existed. A universe of sound, and at the heart of that universe, a voice saying to her over and over again, "I love you." When on Christmas, or on other times, when we proclaim these words, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us," my shoulders relax, some tension comes out of my back. Because the coming of the Word, God made flesh among us, does for us what that mom's voice did for baby Charlie. It opens up to us this whole world that we never thought existed. Our skepticism, our bitterness, our anger slowly get peeled away, stripped away, so that what we insist on most of the time, our power, our ability to control, that our life is all that matters, fades. And that Word, that baby, Jesus Christ, God, eternally begotten of God, can seem like news that is too good. That news he brings is his grace, his power, his strength inside of us to give us the ability to live the way God has made us to live, in total self-giving love. That gospel is hard to believe because it's so counter to the assumptions that we have. That gospel tells us that the people who matter most in the world are not the ones who seem to be lucky, the ones who seem to have it all, the ones who have succeeded. The ones who count for most in this gospel are the poor. The people who, like baby Charlie, are able to live in their weakness and experience total love. So, you get Christmas, you're depressed. This gospel is for you. you're anxious, this gospel is for you. If you don't like the way your body looks, this gospel is for you. If you're having a long winter, this gospel is for you. If you lost your job this year, this gospel is for you. If you think you're going to lose your job this year, this gospel is for you. The only evidence that this gospel is true is that it continues to transform lives. Does it? If it doesn't, we can all go home. Here are just three quick stories of how the gospel continues to change people's lives because that word became flesh among us. In the last 15 years, 1.5 million South Koreans have become Catholic. Catholicism came to South Korea only recently. It's not embedded in the culture. No one's parents knew it. They weren't taught it as a kid. But people are finding in the Catholic Church something powerful and strong, something that changes their lives and gives them hope. And they're becoming Catholic. This week, before I came back from seminary, I was down in New York City, and I visited some friends of mine, the Missionaries of Charity. They're Mother Teresa's sisters, and they live in the South Bronx, in the poorest zip code in the U.S., amid gang warfare, violence, drugs, crime, and these women have such joy. They have these beautiful white saris with blue stripes on them. And I was talking to one of the sisters, Sister Lumiere, like Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast, means light. She's from France. And these women are from all over the world, from France, from Chile, from South America, from India. And they're all living here in the Bronx, in these terrible conditions. And Sister Lumiere said to me, if this were all for us, we would never live. It would never be worth it. We would all pack up and go home. But the message of Jesus Christ gives them strength, gives them life to continue their ministry. And third, when I was thinking about applying to seminary in college, there were never any more than 6 or 7 seminarians for the Diocese of Albany. As many of you know, or have seen on posters, or heard in talks, there are now about 30 guys in formation for priesthood in the Diocese of Albany. If this gospel is real, if this is all made up, that shouldn't happen. There's no reason for guys to want to become priests. There's no benefit to be approved for that. You're not going to get any social standing. You're not going to get people's respect. You're going to spend your life in long, hard sacrifice. A lot of us know our hometown hero, Adam Kaisanda, is here. We're grateful for him. The gospel continues to live, continues to transform people's lives. As you get off 787 onto exit 2, where the train station is, there's this sort of graffiti mural on one of the underpasses for the highway. I'm not sure what it means, or why it's there, but it says in big, bright colors, this is happening. And then there's a big yellow arrow, and underneath it says, this is happening in your city. And then there's a yellow sort of like word bubble underneath. It says, this is happening in your city right now. I don't know why it's there. I don't know who put it there. I don't know what this is that's happening. But the gospel is happening right now. The word has become flesh and hit the streets and isn't giving up. We beg for the grace to be open to him. He comes to us today in word and in sacrament. He becomes flesh among us. And today we seek his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.